Hi guys, welcome to episode number 11 of Let's Book Talk. Today we're speaking with Maurice Marullo. She is the author of Say Sorry, Step Psycho, and several other great dark romance novels. We had a great conversation about her books, what it's like to kind of get in the headspace of writing these kinds of stories, and the mental toll that it takes sometimes, because you are dealing with real world topics that are just fictionalized, but nevertheless it does have that impact on you as you're writing these stories. So it was really interesting to dive into that topic, as well as so many others. So I'm really interested to see what you guys think about this episode. I had a great conversation with Maurice, so without further ado, let's get to it. So how did you develop your passion for storytelling?
That's a really interesting question, and I don't really have a clear answer for that. I would say my family is all artistic people, mm-hmm. so that helps a lot. My father used to draw a lot, and he's really good at it. My mom was a dancer, and my brother is a musician, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know, maybe it's the anxiety, because I have anxiety problems. Mm. So I always think a lot, and I've created so much story in my head, and I just wanted to put them on paper mm-hmm. and see where it's going. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, coming from a family of just creative people, I think is always really cool to see like which creative thing you fall into.
Yeah.
So I think that's really awesome that, you know, your path was writing. And I mean, as I told you before we started recording, that I finished Say Sorry earlier today, and immediately I was drawn into the story. You know, it was very easy to read, very captivating, very real. That's like the main word that I think of when I was reading that book. Were there any inspirations or influences that you drew upon while you were writing Say Sorry?
Yes. I started this story when I was 19 years old, mm-hmm. I would say. I'm 31, so that's quite a lot of time ago. Mm-hmm. My personal life a lot, because I had really problematic relationship in the past. Mm. Now I'm in a good place, and my husband is an amazing person, really. But I don't know, I was stuck in a really toxic relationship at this time, and I tried to write to change my mind a bit, and I put a lot of me in this, but it was tough to finish it, so I never done it. But recently, I've lost my job. I was in marketing, and my boyfriend knew that I love to write. So he just told me to try this. Mm-hmm. Go for it and try. So I did, and I don't know. I think I needed to finish this story. I made it a novella, so it's short. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do it for myself, for the little right. me.
Right. And how did that feel for you once you were able to finish it, get it published, and then once you got, you know, the reviews coming in, and just, I mean, I was looking at it right now, it's got over a 4-star rating on Goodreads. I mean, it's awesome what's been going on. So what was that like to finally reach that point where you were finished and you realized that dream of getting that story finished?
I'm really happy. Seriously, I'm proud of myself for doing that, because like I said, English isn't my first language. I'm French. I'm a French Canadian, but I write better than I talk in English. But I'm not, I mean, I don't have any background in writing. I am a big reader, but I love writing so much. So I don't know. I'm just proud to have done it. Yeah.
That, you know, I've been speaking with several authors already, and I always like asking that question of that first book that gets publish or when you finish that first story, because, you know, I feel like it's a very similar feeling for everyone, but there's always a different reason behind why you wanted to get it done, whatever that reason may be. And, you know, to talk a little bit about the book now, I was really captivated by Kai and Ava's relationship, because again, it was that feeling of, it felt very real, of something that I'm sure has happened to so many people. So when writing their relationship in particular, what was the emotion that you really wanted the reader to get while following Ava and Kai on both the separate storylines and then once they got back together?
Okay. First of all, I will say I was hoping that one person read it.
Mm.
I didn't have any expectations. I'm really happy. But I don't know. Like I said, I wrote this book really for myself.
Mm.
It was therapeutic to write it for me. So I don't know. Maybe just see that there's always hope in love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people deserve second chance, because I know a lot of people don't like the miscommunication trope, but I feel that sometimes in real life, there's miscommunication, and it's important to take the time to listen other people. And so I don't know. I wanted people to connect with Ava, mostly her anger, but also seeing where they're wrong.
Yeah.
Because she made a mistake.
Right.
Him too, but she made a mistake. And that's it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, and that's really the sense that I got, because as you're reading it, you know, up until Kai tells the truth of what happened that night and everything, in the back of your mind, you're like, all right, but what happened? Why are they not together anymore? What is the real story? Because you always get the sense that there was another part of the story that we just didn't know yet. And, you know, since, you know, you're saying that you wrote this story more for yourself than anything else, how did it feel for you personally? You know, you started this story when you were 19, you're 31 now. How did finishing the book compare to where you were starting it those years ago?
Well, I say I finished it, but really I rewrite it because the point of view when I was 19 was less mature.
Mm.
So that's a big thing I noticed while reading it and rewriting it. So yeah, the maturity is really the difference.
So, and with that maturity, I mean, it's got to be such an interesting thing to have gone back and read what you had written, and then kind of like seeing both perspectives in real time, which I think was probably very, very interesting for you. And then seeing how the story finally turned out. You know, with dark romance in particular, being your style, how do you mentally prepare to write those stories? Because I was speaking to a friend of mine and she's very into that genre. And she, when I told her that I'd be speaking to you, she's like, oh, ask her this question because I'm really curious to know. Like, does it affect you mentally? Do you sometimes have to take a step back and, you know, take a couple days, or is it pretty easy for you to just go through the writing process as normal?
I'm a really weird person. I like weird things, and I like true crimes, and I'm very deep in this kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Say Sorry was really not a dark romance.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I found difficult while writing it, because now I'm really into the dark romance.
Right.
But for example, Step Cycle, the subject is really dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's about human trafficking. So I made a lot of research on that beforehand, because I don't want to disrespect maybe people that have gone through that or knows people that gone through that, because it happens a lot.
Right.
So yeah, sometimes you read or you see some pretty messed up things, and I needed some night without writing anything and just processing the information, because as author, yes, we put stories in book, they're fictive, but this kind of subject, they're real.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to be careful with what we're writing.
Right. No, and I can't even imagine the subject matter of the research part of it, because it's one thing just to go purely off of imagination and creating a totally fictional story. But once you bring in those real life elements, that just adds a whole nother layer of, okay, this actually happens to people more often than I'm sure we even know. Now, obviously you're on Book Talk. How do you think being on Book Talk not only has helped you as an author reach, you know, a huge readership now, but also how it's helped that genre of dark romance specifically? Because I see so many people recommending those kinds of books now, and I feel like TikTok has just given that genre a huge platform. So how does it feel being in that space and just seeing all of that going on?
The book talk for me is really interesting. I love it. Okay, I love it. I made some amazing friends on here. Some readers that are there since the beginning, and they're deeply important for me right now. But as a new author, I think BookTok is really a sketchy place, because yes, you have a lot of support and you can do your own marketing, and it's really easy. And almost everyone on there is pretty amazing, seriously. But it's a place, it's so easy to compare yourself with
right.
others on there. So a lot of time I texted my readers and I was like, can I really do it? Because I've just seen a video of another author and I'm like, oh, that's so good. I'm not this good, you know? So it's discouraging sometimes. And there's a lot of drama too. So it's really, that's really good and that's really bad too. So I think it's really important to keep in mind when you're on BookTok, whether you're an author or a reader, to be respectful. And I don't know, be respectful, because there's real people behind the camera. So that's a good place, but
I feel like, and I totally agree with you, there's always, you know, two sides of the coin on, you know, anywhere you go. And I think, it's true. Just be respectful. I mean, not everybody's going to like the same thing. Not everybody's going to connect with the same story. That doesn't give you the right to go and bash what somebody wrote. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. And, you know, you just leave it at that. But, you know, now going back to being an author who was on this long road to finish this story, and now, you know, you're kind of in the middle of it with everything you're working on. For any authors out there that are right now in that position that you were, of maybe finishing a story, maybe like feeling like they're not going to get it done, or they don't trust their own creativity to get it done, what advice do you have for them to just keep going and realize that dream that they've been working towards?
I would say do it. It doesn't matter if you do it in 1 year, 10 years, or even 2 months. Just do it. But be aware that you probably won't make enough money to live with that. Because I've seen a lot of new authors come and be discouraged really easily because they don't make money.
Right.
And that's the sad reality. A lot of authors, even big authors, don't make enough to live with that. So yeah, mm-hmm. just be realistic, but do it because you will be proud of yourself at the end. And some people will love what you've done. So
yeah,
just do it.
Just do it. I love it. And I think you're absolutely right. I mean, if there's somebody that is bound to like what you wrote,
yeah.
I mean, even if it's just one person, like you said, if just one person read the story, I mean, that would have been worth it. And you know, now that you're working on, you know, other books, well, first of all, what are you working on right now that you could talk about? If you can talk about it, of course.
Yes. 2 days ago, I've just released a new book. It's a dark romanticy. So it's a retelling of Anastasia, the Russian princess, but it's wildly retelling. Like there's the story takes place in medieval settings. So that's really something else. But yeah, that's done. That's released. Right now, I'm working on, but seriously, I work on like 5 books right now. I can't just write one. I always need to have a full of files open, and I've got a lot of ideas. So yeah, but I'm working on Sleep, My Dear. It will be another dark romanticy, but in a really interesting place. It's in the dream realms. So
That's awesome. I love the spin on the dark romanticy. I've been reading so many romanticy books for the past few months, so I'm very excited to read those. How has it been for you writing that spin on a dark romance with more fantasy elements compared to the other stories that you've written?
Yeah, I love it because you can do almost what you want. But you know, dark romance is really also erotic.
Right.
And people love creativity in this genre. So if you have the fantasy to it, you can pretty much do whatever you want. So
yeah,
I love this aspect. In Runes and Shadows, the Anastasia retelling, there's spice, but not as much as I thought there will be. But that's another tips I will give to new authors. Sometimes with book talk, we're prone to think that all books need to have sex in it.
Right.
But that's just not true.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't work well with the flow of the story. So don't pressure yourself to add things that don't match the book because it will show, I think.
Right.
But yeah, I love writing fantasy. I think I will write more.
Awesome. No, and I think that would be great because I never want, you know, and I don't know if you feel this way as well, but when you see a trend become so popular, I don't think that authors necessarily always have to follow the trend just because it's popular, but to write what they like to write. And if it just happens to match, then that's great, you know? But, I always, the people that I've been talking to recently, their thought process has been, you know, if I'm writing what's genuine for me, I feel like that would connect with a lot more people than, you know, writing just for what's selling right now.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, I can't wait to read those stories. I am all on board. So that's fantastic. I can't wait for those to come out. But before I let you go, Maurice, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it. If you could tell people where they can find you online, where they can read your books, and if there's any other way they can support you, that would be great.
Okay. Can I show the cover?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I have this novella right here. That's a second chance romance You can find it on Amazon, and all my books are on Kindle Unlimited. This is Step Cycle. This is the dark romance. That's a duet. The second book should come out before June, and it will be the last one in the series. So Amazon 2, Kindle Unlimited 2, and Runes and Shadows that just launched 2 days ago. That's my proof copy. But I have art covers too. And yeah, that's all. We can see it, but there are snowflakes and all. I really like my covers.
Awesome. That is so great. Well, Maurice, again, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'll make sure to add all those links to the Amazon store and a link to every book that is out there right now for people to go and read. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Like I said, please go on and read Maurice's books. They're fantastic. And definitely go give her a rating and review on Goodreads or anywhere else you leave ratings and reviews. Keep an eye out for any of those books that she's got coming down the line. And we'll talk to you guys next week.